On January 24, 2024, National Polygamy Advocate Mark Henkel shares the government subterfuge of anti-polygamy laws. Recap Precept 3. Hello, friends, supporters, listeners, and sharers. A number of episodes ago of this podcast, episode number 297 of November 22, 2023, I shared how the anti-polygamy laws were never pro-woman. Within that same episode, I demonstrated that reality by also listing out the historic origins, the four steps that established the anti-polygamy laws in the latter half of the 1800s in the United States of America. To recap, those four steps are as follows. First, the New Republican Party Plank of 1856. Second, the Morrill Anti-Bigamy Act of 1862. Third, the Supreme Court decision of Reynolds v. United States in 1878. And fourth, the Edmonds Act of 1882. I concluded that particular episode, number 297 of November 22, 2023, by noting how many wise listeners here would likely be asking, "But Mark, how were the Congress and the Supreme Court able to get away with such anti-constitutional marriage control?" To begin to answer that excellent question for any of those likely listeners, I started a series of episodes overall titled "The Government Subterfuge of Anti-Polygamy Laws." The following episode, i.e. episode number 298 of November 29, 2023, was titled "The Government Subterfuge of Anti-Polygamy Laws, Step 1. Therein, I shared the first of those four steps. Step 1, the New Republican Party Plank of 1856. The subsequent episode, i.e. episode number 299, of December 6, 2023, was titled "The Government Subterfuge of Anti-Polygamy Laws, Step 2. With that episode, I shared the second step, i.e., Step 2, the Morrill Anti-Bigamy Act of 1862. A couple weeks after that, episode number 301 of December 20, 2023, that one was titled "The Government Subterfuge of Anti-Polygamy Laws, The Interim." With that episode, I shared the extended history that took place between Step 2 and Step 3. That is, after the Step 2 of the Morrill Anti-Bigamy Act of 1862, and before the Step 3 of the U.S. Supreme Court decision of Reynolds v. United States in 1878. I had therein labeled that extended period of time between 1862 and 1878 as the interim. By understanding that interim, we are all better empowered to more fully grasp the overall context and larger picture of the next step of the government subterfuge of anti-polygamy laws, i.e., the third of those four steps, namely, Step 3. The Supreme Court decision of Reynolds v. United States in 1878. Because Step 3 is rather full and comprehensive, we will all benefit from taking more than one episode of this podcast just to share that one step, Step 3. For that reason, I will create another multi-part mini-series within this larger series of the four steps. The coming multi-part mini-series will share the details of SCOTUS decision, Reynolds v. United States of 1878. I say the acronym SCOTUS, S-C-O-T-U-S, SCOTUS, as the audible shorthand for the longer name Supreme Court of the United States, SCOTUS. Once that multi-part mini-series about Reynolds v. United States, once that's concluded, I will follow it up with a wrap-up episode that will be identified in some way as The Government Subterfuge of Anti-Polygamy Laws, Step 3. So, in this way, listeners may perceive this episode here now, episode number 306 of January 24, 2024, as the recap episode, and perceive that later episode as the wrap-up of The Government Subterfuge of Anti-Polygamy Laws, Step 3. And of course, all of that will even later be followed by Step 4, the Edmonds Act of 1882. But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves for now, eh? Between this recap episode here and that later wrap-up episode, be sure to listen to the coming episodes in between for this multi-part mini-series about that Step 3, that continuing government subterfuge that changed history and began the tyranny of big government marriage control, SCOTUS decision, Reynolds v. United States of 1878. So stay tuned! If you are new to this podcast, or if you have not heard these other aforementioned episodes, or if you just need a refresher, be sure to check back and listen to these other past episodes from November 2023 through January 2024. Episodes number 297, 298, 299, 301, and if necessary again, this episode here, number 306 of January 24, 2024, The Government Subterfuge of Anti-Polygamy Laws, Recap, Pre-Step 3. In the meantime, I repeat, stay tuned! Thank you for celebrating, supporting, listening to, and sharing the National Polygamy Advocate Podcast.
Mark Henkel is National Polygamy Advocate, presenting polygamy to the public since 1994. NationalPolygamyAdvocate.com.